The following podcast is rated M for mature, which according to my girlfriend, I am not.
Friday Night Fan Fiction is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. And with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show Network podcasts or to learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition. These works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fanfiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fanfiction.
Hi. Good evening.
Oh, I didn't see you come in.
Well, that's because I haven't come in yet.
Cat jokes,
indeed. This is Friday Night Fanfiction's winter wrap-up.
On a Wednesday.
Seriously? Dave's not even here and you're going to start in with that shit.
That's why I'm doing it while he's not here.
Where the fuck is he anyways?
He's showering with his chicken. Rooster.
Oh, his chicken?
His rooster.
Wasn't he here for about 10 seconds?
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, I still got two stragglers here at my place from MagFest. And it's Michael Flexstyle Birch and Michael Durangin Boyd, or Derangin, or Darude.
What the hell are we doing today?
We're just going through all the stories we read so far and doing a small amount of fan fiction reading. Like, super small. Ultra tiny small. Microscopic inch high private eye small.
We have smaller fan fiction.
Is that what you call it?
And we're starting.
When you're, going to town on it?
Oh,
inch high private eye?
Inch high private eye. Yes. That's what I'm going to town on. Anyways. So we're going to start recapping some of our stories first, then we're going to read a bit, then we're going to recap the rest of our stories.
Didn't you want it to be the other way around?
Well, you can't predict the Spanish Inquisition, because nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
All right, Steve, I got the timeout.
I've been made before.
I get a timeout? Why, Daddy?
Don't ever call me Daddy again.
Daddy.
Shit freaks me out, man.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Say it like you're fucking Willem Dafoe.
I can't do that. No.
Say it like when you're a French girl.
Ooh, daddy.
No, say it like your wife. The actual French girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Daddy.
Yeah, there you go.
Daddy. Daddy. No, I'm not going to homestar daddy.
I don't think she talks like that.
No. Anyways, so then we're going to do fanfic first, I guess?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's short.
All right, cool. Also, everybody say hi to Birch.
Hello, Birch.
Hello.
Hi, Birch.
All right, I'm going to scooch over so you can scooch up next to me.
All right.
Welcome to Fanfiction Fanonymous.
Fanfiction Fanonymous, the 12 steps to get clean and away from Yuri and Yaoi and those wonderful... What was the Kim Possible rings? What does that technically count as?
Oh, the...
Muscle rings.
Muscle fix.
Oh, the body horror, yes.
That's not body horror.
That's like Akira from Akira Kurosawa.
I think the closest thing it can be equated to is your body transformation.
Yeah. Okay.
It's definitely transformation.
Sounds fantastic.
Oh no, it's you're not going to be
fantastic.
Happy. Fantastic. I don't know.
Fanfiction stick. Tonight we are reading a very short fanfic that has literally just been put into our laps. Called Faster Enterprise ... Kill!
Which is a ripoff of, I believe it's a movie called Faster Pussycat Kill. Or is it a band? I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a band. That sounds like a terrible, awful movie.
I don't know. Godspeed You Black Emperor doesn't sound like a band.
I've got a lot of band names. I've got a lot of band names here that wouldn't immediately sound like band names.
Written by Jessica Leenstra?
Leenstra.
I don't know, maybe she'd put her name on this.
This is a Star Trek The Next Generation fic. And, I'm actually going to let Mr. Flexile read first.
All right, you're going to cut me off when I'm done.
Here, do you want to take my spot?
Sure.
You want to sit in the hot seat?
All right.
Also, Logan and I decided, like, these...
Hot seated up, yo.
All right.
The footnotes that we have
here.
It's weird
if you wear those
because
the internet's going back.
Of course.
Thanks, Mr. Flexile.
Thanks to the magic of noise-reducing technology, though.
Thanks to the magic of Dansk Royal Cookies, which are now sponsoring
tell
this
Steve
podcast.
Tell Steve.
All right. So just cut me off when it's time for me to be done reading.
And be sure
when
to
it's
also...
next person's turn. I don't know how this works.
Also read the notes at the bottom of the page.
With every single... with every...
Yeah, the footnotes when
whenever
you get
whenever they are pertinent.
All right. I'm sensing a lot of repressed anger and hostility from the three Dominion vessels directly ahead, said Deanna. I'll give them hostility, growled Captain Picard. Fire the photon torpedoes! 30 gigacocranes, yield! A spread of photon torpedoes raced toward the Dominion vessels. Explosions rocked the bridge of the Starship Enterprise as a Dominion ship exploded in a fiery blaze of lights. Hard aport! Engage lead Dominion ship with main phaser battery! The ship received a hammering from Dominion tachyon cannons. Sparks flew from every control panel and console.
That's a lot of sparks!
Pew!
Shields down to 20%, the footnote says. Apart from the captain and one life in the Council of Troy, nobody on the bridge seems to warrant being referred to by name.
Oh, I wouldn't read those.
I shouldn't read those.
No, you should read those.
I should read those.
You should not.
I should not read those.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm looking through them now. Don't read them.
Don't They're read them.
Funny. I have a cookie, Steve-o.
No, I don't want any more cooks.
Steve, eat a cooks.
I don't want
basically,
any
okay,
more
for
cooks.
For the listeners, basically, the author... Guys, shut a second. For the listeners at home... The author has given us 22 footnotes to basically explain, aka acknowledge, but not do any, you know, but not still write well all of the bad fic elements. So we're not going to acknowledge those anymore.
Exactly.
All right. Steady as she goes. We have photon torpedo lock on Dominion vessel, sir. Fire another spread of photon torpedoes. 30 gigacocranes yield. Now, that's so hard. Gigacocrans. Gigacocks.
Sounds much more scientific.
Torpedoes away! Hard to starboard! Hang tight on, everyone! The view screen showed the Dominion frigate exploding in a brilliant
Frigate? Yeah, it's pronounced frigate.
It's frigate!
Forget about it.
This is friggin' hard, man.
No, it's friggin' hard.
Five Nights at Frigate.
Oh,
new fanfic right there. The view screen showed the Dominion frigate exploding in a brilliant pyrotechnic display with an earth-shattering kaboom.
Where's
the kaboom? The earth-shattering kaboom. Shields down to 25%. Wait a minute.
How? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Sir,
I'm...
Our ship's getting big.
We're taking damage and getting more shields. I like this.
Exactly.
Engage remaining Dominion vessel with the phaser batteries. The very next moment, the lights failed, leaving the bridge in total darkness. After a moment, the emergency power came online, lighting the deck in an eerie glow. Damage report! Barked the captain. All ship departments report extensive damage. Warp engines are offline. Phaser's batteries are offline. Photon torpedoes are offline and shields are down. When will the weapons be back online? Captain, we're dealing with a possible warp core breach down here, Commander LaForge reported.
LaForge.
I'm having my pronunciation corrected all over the place here.
Captain, we are in a very, very bad situation.
Well, you should be drinking every time you mess up.
Yeah, so drink all of your captain's drink.
Dear Steve-O, why do I not have extra beer? Okay.
Would you like a beer?
I'll take another beer.
It's the rules. I'm the only one who breaks them.
Fuck the rules. I'm on vacation.
I can... Water's good, too, so... Anyway.
We are in Dominion-held space with a live, albeit damaged, Dominion Star Destroyer on screen. It looks dead, sir. So do we, growled the captain, poking Commander LaForge in the chest. There's a chance that it might come alive at any moment. I need to have everything back online so that we can destroy it as soon as possible. Well, I don't know how, confessed Commander LaForge. I've tried everything. What if we reverse the polarity of the tachyon flow?
Come on, you can't pull the LaForge technique out that quick. Maybe if we reverse the polarity... No, shut up.
Tried that. Almost triggered a warp core breach. I can't repeal the laws of physics, Captain. Well, what if we first chilled down to 1,000 degrees below zero? Hey, that'll work.
Right.
Except that we'd have to recalibrate the thermostatic inverters.
That temperature, that exists.
It does exist.
It doesn't.
Spare me the details. That's... How long will that take? Snapped the captain. Hard to say, Captain. It normally takes an entire shift. We may not have that long. That Dominion ship may come alive at any moment. What if we repolarize the transporter beam? How will that get the engines fixed? Well, it won't. However, maybe we can send somebody in to sabotage them.
I'm cutting you off. Here's a beer.
Thank you.
I'm cutting you with the beer.
Now drink that whole thing, because you messed up a lot.
Take one.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, Roy, you're next.
I've never done this before.
You cut him off in the middle of the
line. It's my first time, be gentle.
No.
I gotta go from the start on line, because it was the middle of dialogue.
Yeah, go.
I was gonna say, now you get to open my beer.
Well, it won't.
Rounder.
As the other guy watches
Stop
anime.
Yay!
No, I'll wait for Steve-O. I'm sure he's more important.
Yeah, Steve, is what you're saying important right now?
My penis.
Would you like to share it with the rest of the call? Well, it won't.
Yeah,
however, maybe we can send someone in to sabotage them. We'll only have bandwidth for a small team of 5 or 6, however.
Make
it so, Mr. Racker. Take away Team 2 and have them meet me in the transporter room 3. In transporter room 3. And I still want my engines fixed. Aye, aye, sir. Deanna was there when they arrived in the teleport room. Let me come along, she said. No way, Deanna, Commander Racker said firmly.
No way, Deanna. You're not fast or cool enough.
We didn't have enough Sonic in the last...
No, we didn't. No.
No, there's never enough Sonic.
2 months.
This is my first time.
I'm not afraid of danger and death, she told him. Not when I'm with my Imzadi.
But Imzadi. My Mazda Miata, what?
Yes.
Mazda Miata.
Imzada.
Presenting the new 2015 Imzadi.
Jinshadi boy.
Ninja Sniper!
Oh. So she's...
Pink pheromone.
Just with that one line, he then... Oh, alright, sweetie, he said. Are we taking phases on this mission? Asked one of the away team members. I didn't know who was speaking. Those pea shooter, singular. No way, said Commander Riker. We're taking these XM-179 phaser rifles with 8mm armor-piercing shells, triple-sized magazine, and a flamethrower. Not to mention the XM-15A1 composite optical electronic sight with radar and infrared tracking. Is that the gun from Fifth Element?
Oh, jeez, no.
Flamethrower, my favorite.
The fuck was that sound?
Oh, Flexile's making Star Trek noises.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Here,
cool,
I'll tell you what.
Sound
give
me now.
Headphones. Give me headphones. No, the plug. Keep reading.
Keep reading.
The away team grabbed their weapons. Everyone ready to kick some Dominion ass, yelled Commander Riker. Yes, sir! The men cried as one. Okay, going past the break. Yeah, alright. Arriving in the dimly lit Dominion engine room, Commander Riker wasted no time in slitting the throats of the Jem'Hadar engineers and removing a plasma injector coil. From the corridor came a soft and soothing voice. A Vorpa stepped into the corridor with his hands on his head. I am certain that this nasty, horrible war is all a tragic mistake, and that we can all negotiate like civilized men. He said! Tragic mistake, all right, said Commander Riker as he promptly fired, exploding the Vorpa's head like an overripe melon with a single armor-piercing 8mm shell.
Wait, is this Predator? Is this some Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
8mm is pretty small.
No, this is Fifth Element. Now, anybody else want to negotiate?
All right, you're done, Roy.
What's that footnote?
You're done.
No, it doesn't. Okay. It doesn't even talk about Fifth Element. Yeah, that was totally fucking...
His offer was met by a hail of blaster fire from the Jem'Hadar, who charged forward yelling, "Victory is life!" What?
Victory is life. Yeah.
Two men fell on either side of him, yet still Riker stood, indomitably beating off the attack alone and stepping over a chair.
Yeah, beating safe. Off the attack.
This way, yelled Commander Riker and his beard. We'll escape down the air vent.
I didn't
Woo!
Say.
Deanna fell to the floor.
It was a siren?
No, that was, ooh, what does this button do?
That was totally an ambulance siren.
I've twisted my ankle. I can't stand. Come on, girl, he bellowed. I'll hold them off, taking one phaser rifle in each hand. He blasted away at the Jem'Hadar.
No, running it again.
Blowing them away, one after another.
Say it again.
Huh?
Taking one phaser rifle in each hand.
He blazed away at the Jem'Hadar.
One phaser rifle in each hand and a blunt in his mouth.
Yeah, using that Benjamin Franklin-shaped bong. It's too hard, cried Deanna hysterically. I'm sorry. It's too hard! Cried Deanna hysterically, tears rolling down her cheeks.
I thought this wasn't a section.
It's not.
But that was very funny, Roy. Very funny.
I thought so.
You're fired. Clear out your desk and be out in 15 minutes. At that very moment. Why?
He's broke.
Why is that what breaks you up?
You try saying that very, like, back to back and try not to crack a smile. It's kind of hard.
Yeah, I don't lose it, though.
A 10-inch thick carbon steel door dropped down from the ceiling.
Thank you.
Separating Riker from the girl crew member.
Oh, damn. I was reading that as girl member crew.
Deanna! He cried, banging his fists against the door. Shall we shoot the girl? Asked the gem. Hunta! Second in command.
He's not going to get that the same.
Ending, no, maybe. Said the captain. I shall interrogate her personally.
Personally.
Well, Logan, you're next.
Okay.
Like some tea, Captain? Beverly said.
Oh, it
good idea. Beverly walked over to the replicator and said, "Tea, hot, Earl Grey." It's not the order he fucking says it in.
Oh, you fucking purist over here.
Well, what kind of temperature is Earl Grey, and what kind of tea is hot?
I don't know.
Very spicy tea from a woman's teat.
Ew.
No. She carried it back across to Captain Picard's desk. I hope Commander Riker is all right, she said. He's so brave.
He's so brave.
And nodded sagely.
So he turned...
Deanna lay back on the captain's bed, smoking a cigarette. I'm cooperating, I really am, she told him. Bah! Said the Jem'Hadar.
No, that's Ha-Dar. Because it's spelled differently every time at this point.
Ha-Dar. Yeah. Jem'Hadar. I have been distracted from directing the search for the missing energy rod. I will find Commander Riker myself. Victory is life. And defeat really stinks, doesn't it? Imzadi! Cried Deanna. See any missing engine components lately, Deanna? Commander Riker asked. Got one right here beside the bed. It's been there the whole time? Grr, that makes me really mad, said the Jem'Hadar captain. Let's settle this right now, man to man. Fine by me, said Commander Riker, tossing his XM-179
Jaguar road car.
Arr, cried the Jem'Hadar captain, charging at Commander Riker, who responded with a series of strong blows from his fist. The Jem'Hadar.
He's an artist with a fist.
Sorry.
Commander Riker then did a backflip and walked faster towards the captain.
I wish it was Wesley Crusher Teenage Fog Machine. The Jem'Hadar warrior hit back, bloodying Riker's nose. The Jem'Hadar seems to have the advantage, pinning Riker to the floor and throttling him with his bare hands when the whole ship was rocked by an explosion.
David's the explosion. David, please.
Explosion!
That was no weird.
It's your turn, Dave.
Okay, where are we at?
You haven't been reading?
No.
Well...
Go to What's Going On.
Is it the EnglishChick.com link?
Yes, and it's...
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Okay.
No spelling.
Hey, what? Oh, that's what? Is it What's Going On?
David.
Okay. What's going on? Cried the Jem'Hadar captain. Looks like they have fixed the engines, said Riker. Riker then gave him a karate chop to the neck, broke free of the hold, and delivered a swift kick to the groin that ended the fight with the Jem'Hadar captain, falling to his knees in agony.
I think that's 20. A drink for groin shot.
Then they disappeared in a twinkling light, even as a dozen heavenly... Or fuck. Even as a dozen heavily armed Jem'Hadar entered the room. Hi. Wait, that's Worf. High energy phasor batteries are 100% charged and cleared. Then by all means, fire when ready. Then by all means, fire when ready, Mr. Data, replied the captain. I love this bit, said Commander Riker. 21. There was a gigantic explosion of red, white, and green.
Ah, Italy, so it's the colors Mexico, of Mexico.
Or Italy.
Or Italy.
Or a really badly tinted France.
Oh, the screen printers got this all wrong.
Sparks flew everywhere, and the whole ship seemed to be thrown back a few yards.
They're in space!
Scratch one Dominion destroyer, reported Mr. Data. Well, the Dominion threat is over, said the captain. Now we have to deal with the Borg. Head for Cassidia Prime, Warp 10.
Cardassia.
Can't go Warp 10,
Cardassia.
Oh, whatever. You actually can't go Warp 10. Fun fact, because then you occupy every moment in space and time. Aye, aye, Captain. Engage! The end.
There was a movie where they went Warp 10, though.
Yeah, it's pretty much whenever they wanted to, Deus Ex Machina.
Yep.
And also, there are episodes where they go past Warp 10. But that's through
email the author.
That wasn't theirs.
Should we email the author?
No, that's still too slow. Warp 7, sir? 2 dams long.
Warp 9.
This, this fanfic was found on a website where, like, the next level up on the website is a section entirely about bad fic, and apparently it's got several stories as well as lessons of, and I don't know if they're lessons on how to write bad fic or how to avoid writing bad fic. Probably the former.
It's good.
Man, I wish that GeoCities was mirrored out at places because...
Yeah, Wayback Machine, where is the funding?
I know. Anyways, thank you, Mr. Birch, for making us read that. I feel like the story I wrote in fifth grade about Star Trek The Next Generation called Speed was better than this.
Wait, was it just Keanu Reeves self-insert fanfiction to Star Trek
Sort
universe?
Of, yeah.
Was it just that one Garfield fic that we read that was
by the way, we,
the movie
wait,
Speed?
Wait. Can we have... Where is that fic? We could have read that. That's a good one.
That's another what is it? Like Topless Robot or something? It's one
no.
of their Friday
No. We had a link to it.
Yeah, it's Shakespeare.
I could have sworn it.
It's Shakespeare Hemingway?
Shakespeare Hemingway. No, we'll sort that out later.
Shakespeare Hemingway.
But yeah, I'd always thought that was one of those like fanfiction things that you can. The original source was never found. That's the one where Garfield is basically Duke Nukem, right?
Yeah, that's Shakespeare Hemingway.
Yeah, but which Garfield is it? Because there's a ton of them.
All of them. That particular one is.
Oh look, the French Canadian.
Oh fuck! Yep. I can't remember what the name is. I think that one is Maximum Speed or something.
Garfield Maximum Speed?
Yeah.
Yes, I found it. All right, can we read this one real fast because it's super short?
No, it's not. It's 3 chapters.
It's short.
It's 2,483 words.
Aww. But it's so good.
We had to do a wrap-up, Steve.
Fine.
Next time.
This episode.
Next time on Garfield Part 3 Beyond Thunderdome.
Next time on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Next time on Friday Night Fanfiction.
David, I can't open this can of buns.
But you have to, Steve, for the Dragon Ball.
Kakarot, what are you doing here?
Mr. Satan and Spock?
Oh no!
Oh my god! It's Steve's mom!
Cell's pregnant with my child!
All this and more the next time on Friday Night Fanfiction.
Bow!
I was like, did you just start the opening notes to Lick It Up by Kiss?
You know what we really should have been doing this whole... I should just ask fanfiction.txt for links to some of the fics that they find.
Okay. Anyways, let's go through all the terrible things we've read this season. Mike, you're welcome
this
to
season.
Hang on with us or leave. It's up to you.
I think I will leave and finish up putting my band's album to Bandcamp.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, guys, thanks.
He'd prefer not to know the horrors we've seen.
Yes. Nobody knows the dingus I've seen. Nobody knows but Sonic. And Tails and Uncle Chuck and Amy and Sally and... What is it? Druid Kyle.
Which is my new favorite name.
That's your new band.
And Eduardo.
I'm actually
going to
the other
room. Okay. Anyway, so the first one we read after changing our entire freaking show was, also, hi, Sean.
You want me to just go through the list?
No. I'll go through it. I'm good at storying.
Which Sean are you saying hi to? The one that's not here?
The one that's in the chat and on IRC.
I gotcha.
So he's here in spirit and also for record keeping.
Each of these, I will also list the album name that I brought, that I took from the pick.
I like that idea. The first one was a Comics Nix one called Cloud and Tifa Search for a New Heart, which was infinitely better than Cloud Mows the Lawn, but still infinitely worse than Doomsday Womb.
I don't know that it was infinitely worse than Doomsday Womb.
Album name,
Doomsday
Sex
Womb's
and
a classic.
Tears.
What is it, Sex and what?
Sex and Tears.
Sex and Tears is the album name from that? All right.
I was limited most to almost all of them to just the words in the fic.
Okay. It was an okay fic from my perspective. I don't know if I would have started again with it now that, you know, we've gotten this horrible freight.
I think we were excited to read a Comics Next One after so long, having not done so. I had to leave partway through episode one, so I kind of missed a lot of that.
Well,
That one was when they... It was like Cloud is upset that he doesn't have Eris anymore.
No, that Tifa was upset that Eris is gone.
Oh, right.
They went to bring Eris back to life. Eris came back to life, and she was like a rotting corpse. And so then she just...
Because she was up in heaven making babies with Zack. And she was like, why did you bring me back? I'm going to fist you with my skeleton hand.
Yep.
And I look at it this way. Like, we were trying to, from a dead cold stop, launch a freight train full of hideous mutants. You know, like, the most abominable creature on Earth. And instead of just getting out and slowly pushing it to get up to speed, we lit a neutron bomb. So, we might have circled right back around to the terrible, like, way too soon. But, I thought it was okay.
Why would you light a neutron bomb to get... That's not a good
This is 2015. We have self-lacing shoes and hoverboards, Logan.
That's not what a neutron bomb is.
Roy?
Steve-O doesn't know how it works.
How did you feel about the story?
Lana Tifa, I was never around for, like, any of the previous Comics Next ones. From reading it and what I remember of other Comics Next fix, it seemed like it was kind of trying a little too hard to be Comics Next-y.
Uh-huh.
I think that's probably inevitable, because I think that was the first one that he'd written in a while.
Yeah, it was.
I would agree with that. David, what did you think?
He's losing his edge.
David?
Okay, what were we talking about?
Oh, my!
No,
yeah,
seriously.
We're recapping season one.
I vaguely remember, like, the first three episodes because I was very drunk.
That's why we're just talking about the, like, names of the fix to try and jog people's memories.
Oh, I remember I had passed out at one point after that one. I do remember the bone fisting, though. Not a fan.
Well, there was more fisting in the following story, which was one different step, which was the first part of that two-part Kim Possible muscle ring saga.
Oh,
got that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, Alvin, no.
David, you were able to finally get another erection after listening.
Dave,
I thought you loved that one. You love Kim Possible.
I wanted the Kim Possible foodific. I remember that.
Don't worry, that's
yeah, and I remember I specifically denied you that one and said,
I know,
no,
you blue-balled me with muscle girls. I ain't down with that.
So it was the Choaniki Yuri.
What do you got against strong, empowered women, Dave?
I don't have anything wrong against strong, empowered women. In fact, I'm watching The Legend of Korra right now.
Does Korra have muscle rings?
She doesn't have muscle rings, but she is a very strong individual.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a bit more to.
She's a strong, independent black woman who don't need no men.
Or no. She's a strong, independent anime woman who don't need no muscle ring.
She don't need no muscle ring, man.
There's a bit more to
pretty much
being an empowered woman than having rippling pussy muscles, which was incidentally the album title.
This fic took me way by surprise, and I gotta say, I didn't think I'd be nearly as disgusted in the first episode as when we read this. Like, I can tolerate a lot, but it combines the sort of unsettling body horror aspects of, like, the ending of Akira with lesbian sex, and I don't know if I'm down with that.
Lesbian sex freaks you out that much?
Yeah.
I think Val and I both suggested this, but yeah, so this was sort of my first contribution to Friday Night Fanfiction.
Yep.
Sort of, or was it?
I don't remember whether Val or I had put this on the list initially.
That was me.
We both
I'm sorry.
Man, what was the... Now I gotta remember. What was the first thing I forced us to read?
Rocket and Gazan, A Passion to Transcend the Limits of Thee.
Transcends the limits of the story title.
Well, I don't know if for me, Celestion Daycare counts as my first.
It doesn't. It does not.
Because we didn't read that on this show. That was on a different show that we don't talk about.
We don't talk about... This is the Sonny and Cher show. This is not the Sonny and Cher comedy hour. They're two distinct entities.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so Rocket and Gazan, a passion that transcends the limits of thee, was quite possibly one of the weirdest fics I've ever read, and that's saying a lot.
I love that one. It's fun.
Like,
I was completely absent for this one and hadn't read it before, so I kind of glossed over a lot of what was happening.
Glossed?
But I,
yes, glossed.
Also because I said glossed.
No,
you said sclossed.
But it's okay.
I said glossed. I glossed over it mostly. Also because I'm not familiar with Avatar. Still need to get around to watching that.
It's so good.
I'm not familiar with Avatar either, but I still thought it was hilarious.
Because Guardians of the Galaxy and that. How do you have sex with a raccoon?
I also hadn't seen Guardians.
Raccoon Gina.
I also hadn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy at that point.
Oh, it's actually really good.
I have seen it now. It's fucking fantastic. Great soundtrack. Album name for that one was Jack Kirby. Why?
Jack Kirby. Why?
Also, October, November, December, January. It's taken us nearly 4 months to get through our first season, which I think is pretty good. I think we could pad that out to 6 or 7 and compete with The Simpsons, though.
Yeah, we're not going slow enough, is the problem.
Read slower.
No, please don't.
So that fanfic, like, it was refreshing. It was alright. I honestly, it was probably my favorite of the three that evening. The One Different Step may be too grossed out, and Cloud and Tifa's Search for New Heart was trying too hard. Rocket and Gazan.
It was too passe.
Hey, Rocket and Gazan tasted just right, like a big bowl of possum semen.
Gross.
Up next for episode 2, we started
and
off.
Episode 3.
What?
Well, episode 2.
Episode 2. Episode
3. Yep. Episode 2 is when we read Gamers Fantasy 8, Part 1.
Yeah, okay, so that is the first one I suggested, like, officially on, like, just myself.
Was this the one where Selfie was having sex with all the
with
GFs?
With all
yes.
GFs.
And she had triple dicked Cerberus on her?
Oh, that was
yeah.
That was in the
that
second part, though.
And the Marlboro.
First part was the Minotaur, where it was, like, named something. It was the big purple.
Brothers.
Thing. Yeah.
The notes that I've got here on the fic are double penetration, monster, and tentacles.
Yep.
It was...
That's not the album name, by the way.
I found the love story in Gamers Fantasy VIII to be much more convincing than the love story in Final Fantasy VIII.
Hey,
that game sucks.
What's going on?
You really did not give the love story a chance. Like, if you really let it go into Disc 4, you'll be able to see some fucking, some really good sex scenes in Final Fantasy.
I'm sure it's a 3-disc game.
No, it's 4. Eat a dick. You don't know shit. Get off my dick.
I still think the episode title fully epitomizes how we view it. It's, you stuck your dick in crazy. And
I kind of was just tuning most of it out because it was just both. It was just from a writing standpoint, the actual writing of anything in that from memory was just so boring.
Oh right,
Gamers
Fantasy.
Because it took forever to get to the sex part.
Gamers Fantasy 8 was the first episode we had Sean on.
That too.
That was pretty cool. Glad to have Sean on. I believe that was Sean and Brad's first episode, which is pretty cool. When we started expanding the core members of reliable, terrible fanfiction readers. And then we had the follow-up episode that finished off Gamers Fantasy 8, and that's where Selfie fucked Cerberus.
And that was a good time.
And then Marlboro and the Behemoth just before
him. Oh, yeah, the Marlboro is just... Oh.
You're welcome.
Well, you see, I've seen a lot of comics that had the Marlboro prominently featured, so I'm not really bothered by that.
And after that, we had an interruption.
Well, on episode 4, because it was Halloween, I brought along 3 creepypastas, Squidward's Suicide, Super Mario 128, and Normal Porn for Normal People, before we finished off Gamers Fantasy 8.
Oh yeah, for Halloween.
They were pretty scary. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, no, it wasn't hyper-realistic enough.
Yeah, there was definitely not enough titties.
We did finish up Gamers Fantasy 8 in the Spoopy Poopy episode. And I forget, I think that's the Marlboro. No, that was the Bahamut one.
There was no Bahamut, only Behemoth.
Behemoth, whatever.
One Behemoth and then the Marlboro. So
she was looking for the Marlboro, and she accidentally found the Behemoth instead. So she's like, "Well, I guess I'll catch a Behemoth. Why not?"
There you go.
I mean, gotta catch them all.
I think at the end of that story, her vagina could technically be used as a parachute.
Yes.
Speaking of which, album name for Gamers Fantasy 8: Question of Flexibility. Album name for Squidward Suicide, Prepare to be Disappointed. Super Mario 128, quite graphically impressive. And Normal Porn for Normal People, Some Kind of Obscure Fetish.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could have done better.
Well, it was really hard given the content. They were not giving much.
Yeah, that's what happens when you write stuff decently.
it wasn't even decent. It was just boring stuff that tried to be creepy, but it follows always the same formula.
Welcome to creepy.
Creepypasta.
Normal Porn for Normal People is actually kind of a little different from what I read, but still utterly uninteresting.
And then we followed that up with a reading of the recently finished
Contractually obligated Harry Potter fiction,
Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles.
That one is awesome.
Boys, parenthesis.
That is probably, out of all the fics we've read this season, probably my favorite.
It was a well done, considering everyone fully believed it who didn't know what the punchline was, including me, until I found out that it was actually just a troll fic.
It was a very well done, convincing troll fic that will be imitated and studied and remembered forever. Quote Kevin Spacey.
I'm going to write my college paper on it.
Thesis, man. I'm going to write my 95 theses on it.
I'm going to write my feces on this, too.
I'm going to get my Martin Luther on up on this mug.
No, gross!
Album name. Coming soon, the new album by a proud housewife. Science, Socialism, Birthdays.
Beware the Dawkins. Oh God. That was so good.
That was, I think, also one of those two episodes was our first appearance of Tony Baldini.
It was.
Yes.
Indeed. We also had Garrett and Cameron on during previous episodes. Following that, we finished up the Harry Potter School of Prayer and Miracles, or Hogwarts, whatever the hell it was, with an emphasis on Dean Thomas,
it's called Prairie Potter. Yeah, that's a good joke. Why didn't I think of that like 3 fucking months ago?
I don't get the whole focus on Dean Thomas here about how, like, he just said the obvious.
He was intelligent.
Uh-huh.
Because he was black.
He was such a nice and well-put-together black man.
It was always Dean Thomas, never just Dean. God. Don't you have better things to do than complain at people on the internet?
No, never. And we also read Cheese Dies, which was the one from Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Yeah.
I don't remember that one. I think I missed that one.
It was mediocre.
It was bad. It was basically...
It was what fanfiction is really all about at its core. It's someone wanting something to happen in a show, but it never will, so they make it happen themselves. In this case, they wanted an annoying character to be dead, so they deadified them.
Yeah.
Deadified them.
It was pretty bad, but then...
Straight up.
We recovered from that by reading Cloud Mows the Lawn.
Yes.
Which was great.
Which wasn't about mowing lawns.
Album name for Cloud Mows the Lawn: 5 Inches of Shit.
It sounds like a single, like one of those old small records.
The album name for Cheese Dies was Something Incomprehensible.
That one
didn't give me much to work with.
Nope. What do we do after that? We read...
Episode 7, we read Half-Life, Full Life Consequences, and Half-Life,
All of
Full
them.
Life Consequences 2, What Has Toby Done? And Half-Life, Hero Beginning, and Half-Life, Full Life Consequences, Free Man.
Gordon
Freechman.
These are classics, but they're just terrible, especially when you make the drinking rule drink when you go faster.
Well, that's you. You're the one.
It's your own damn fault
terrible...
for coming up with drinking rules every single episode that you seem to work out very well for you.
Very well or very
and
bad.
You're the only one who follows them, so.
Oh, I'm hey, Sean usually joins me. Sean usually joins me in the...
No, have the time.
Yeah, but I think Sean can hold his alcohol a little better than you.
Hey. Yeah, that too.
This was, I think, the first episode of the season that we had Steve Van Sickle on.
I'm sure... No, we definitely had him for Hogwarts. I'm sure we've had him many
okay.
times. And...
Well, what was your... what was your episode title from Final... what is it? Any of the Half-Life Full Life consequences?
I could never settle on something because they're all too precious. If I had to pick something, there would probably be like, it would be like a 4-part concept album, and the titles would be Faster, Backflip, and you know, stuff like that. But I just couldn't bring myself.
No.
To
fast,
think.
Faster, more faster, even more faster.
Fastest.
No, exactly. There's no fastest. There's
even
just
more
even more
fasterer.
Also, Sean says he joins in all the drinking games with me, so you're wrong.
Then he's just better at Hell and Zach.
He's just better than you.
Also,
those fanfictions weren't long enough for a single episode, though. So we also return to award-winning fanfiction author Sabs.
with the round two. The Muscle Rings Returneth.
Well, the full title is Round 2, parenthesis, The Sequel to One Different Step, close parenthesis. Because he couldn't have just put a second chapter on the original story.
I mean, when you can fit everything up to your elbow in there, it's...
Hey, man,
no,
if you can't get it
closer,
you ain't trying hard enough.
And then they turned it, like, the vagina juice has turned it into, like, a freaking pool. Like, an Olympic-sized pool.
Waterfall.
And what happened? Shigo put muscle rings on Kim's fingers and her, like, multiple rings on each nipple, and then put one on a clitoris, and it turned into a cock of its own. It was a good time had by all.
I'm glad I skipped out on that one.
You shouldn't be. I've seen the nadir of sexuality, and it is that. Oh, and that was also the episode where David put on his sexy burger thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which was pretty terrible. Alright. I forget which episode Spencer started reading with us, but he was reading with us at that point pretty consistently. Next episode, we were reading the Super Smash Fic. Ah, that one was fun. What was it called?
That was Kurt... No, sorry. That was... First we read Zelda Swallowed by a Snake.
Right.
The Legend of Zelda fanfiction. My album title for that is, of course, Hey Stevo, Get Your Drink Ready. Ugh.
Yes, I remember that.
I think that's the only one that
even Sean didn't follow you with.
I just spat up a little in my mouth just thinking.
Thank
that.
You, T-Bone Tony, for that one. T-Bone Tony 05.
And then we read Painfully Lustful, which was that Bowser versus King Day-Day-Day.
Beautiful love story. The album name was For Solo Purposes.
Yep. There was a lot of, like, it was very angry sex. Like, the angriest of sexes.
How does a penguin have sex with a lizard?
By both of them having dicks and assholes, because the fanfiction author decides they do.
And then we read my second favorite fic of the season, Kirby's Engagement.
Album name, 3 minutes. This is another concept album.
Yes! I remember that one.
Everything is poop. Everything is covered in poop.
Everything took 3 minutes.
Yes. Oh, and then at the end they had like 5 kids.
And Kirby turned into a jet and they had jet sex.
The hair. Yep.
Jet sex.
That was definitely my second favorite fic of the season. So good. What do we read after that?
Do you really want to know?
Oh, yes! Yes, yes! No, no, no!
No, no, no,
no! No, 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 no!
Before that...
No! The Ducky...
You read... likes little Link.
No, don't talk about that one.
Dave,
David and I are steadfast here. We are not talking about this one.
Then all I will do is mention that the album name for that one was His Soaking Pussy.
No, I think we should talk about that one.
You go for it, Logs. I'm a mute myself.
So
I'm fine with talking about it.
I thought it was great.
How much did you love Likes Little Link?
I'm muting my mic.
I thought it was pretty well written and catered to a certain demographic of fetishist.
Yeah,
very well.
The no fucking idea. Masochism, penile inflation.
What are my tags here? My tags are monster, gender bend, penis penetration, group sex, pain kink,
insertion,
and dubcon, which is obviously dubious consent because it was eventually it was just kind of mind broke Link.
Mm-hmm. And the person never wrote like the third part to it.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm
the epic conclusion never came. So in its place, we had to read a story whose title is just many H's.
Yeah,
which was the most amazing.
That's the third favorite of the season.
That's my favorite ever.
Yeah, that's my favorite of the season too.
I couldn't bring myself to pick any piece of text out of that. So the album name is readme.txt.
That was
a perfect fanfiction.
So whatever the thing about American Constitution was,
that written on an eagle.
Yes. Baby, I just ripped my dick off and wrote an wrote an America with it?
An America, yeah.
Anyways, that one was so ridiculously over the top that...
It was awesome.
I think I had a contact high for like 2 days.
And I hope it still keeps going. I hope it keeps going. We don't know that it's done yet.
Well...
Because it took it was going for 8 years and it was recently updated like, I don't know, what was it, like a year ago? So it could very well still keep going.
Yeah, like a few months before we read it.
Oh, I've got the link here. I'll take a look.
Well, while you do that, we had one more fic to read before our big fic, and that was...
Read this correctly with the correct emphasis on the words.
Do I have to?
Yes. Say it out. Yell it.
Cold and dark do go well together.
I was yelled, cold and dark do go well together.
No, I have a migraine. I'm not doing that.
Fine. And cold and dark do go well together, colon, a quaternary tale for illuminated magical dickhole sex.
Oh, yeah.
Album name, The Tentacle Sex. The Tentacle Sex.
The Tentacle. Not just,
for some reason,
hey.
Also, just because in the context of the story, it was like Jack Frost saying, "I want the tentacle sex."
Oh, and by the way, at some point we do need to read the source story for this, which is The Adventures of Kurt and Man Love.
I'll put it on the list.
Okay,
like everything else.
All right, and then we read
Sonic
and the Search for the True Author of this story.
Sonic and the Search for Tissues. To clean up the Master Emerald that Knuckles was watching and then came on and abandoned.
Knuckles wasn't even in this. Like, there was just a passing mention of, oh, Knuckles is a echidna, and also Rouge is probably Knuckles' sex slave.
I can't say I feel any better now that we finish it. It's like, the revenge wasn't even worth it.
I still don't know if the author was supposed to be the Sonic Master or Eric.
I think it was definitely not Chris.
Druid Kyle is real and strong, and he is my friend.
Druid Kyle. That was 57,000 words and an infinite number of chapters.
Yes, and an infinite number of repeats. Also, Sean agrees with me and says, Likes Little Link was one of the worst fics I have ever read. Followed by one of the best, 30H Potter. Yeah. It was a very polarizing episode.
It was a good prelude to the 8 episodes to follow. The album name for that fic I decided on was literally no words.
It's
because
it's,
there were literally no words to describe it.
Yeah, it's very hard, but we had fun getting through it. I don't think it was worth the trouble, though.
I made it fun for myself by just eventually resorting to the narrator over and over again.
Yeah, of course. And meanwhile...
Meanwhile!
David, how did you feel about Sonic now that we finally found our white whale?
Well, I don't feel like I lost sanity like they did the first time, because I was kind of prepared for the 6 or 7 restarts that happened. The story itself had trappings to have some sort of really, really powerful ending, but in the end, it just did not happen because, well, let's face it, the guy doesn't know how to write his way out of a paper bag.
David, you weren't here for the final episode of it, were you?
I was.
Well, who wasn't? Like the where like the final
Logan
chapter just
wasn't.
Followed three.
Yeah, it was Logan who wasn't
yeah,
there. I was.
Final episode.
Yeah,
the final chapter.
Logan
just
passed out in a sea of
bunnies.
Pudding.
It just followed it three random funnies that, for some reason, were relevant to the story. And it had jumped like several months into the school year because the author was like, "Fuck it, I don't know what any plot should happen. Let's just go to a point where everyone's friends and."
All right,
regular days.
Here's a challenge for anybody who listens to this, any of our listeners. I challenge you to write your own version of the chapter following the one we finished on. Resolve the story. Come up with your own version of the ending. Try to round out all of the plot holes.
Oh god, that's going
to
be a lot.
Try to keep it at most like 7,000 to 8,000 words at most, because that's one full episode for us.
Yeah, so if you do that and you write it, we will read it. We will read any and all of them that you submit. So don't make this like a shoot me in the foot thing and have like 50 people sending in these 8,000 word chapter 9s, because I don't want to do that.
What are we telling them to do?
We're telling them to finish Sonic
and
the Search for Love.
We're telling them to finish Sonic and the Search. Sonic and the Search for an ending.
That's a terrible idea.
I like it.
And then we read whatever we read just like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, that Faster Enterprise Kill Kill.
Faster Enterprise Kill Kill. I need to put that over on the completed fix.
Hooray. I think season one went really, really well. We had a couple hiccups technologically wise.
Technically speaking.
Yeah, exactly. What he said.
Like right then, when you turned into a robot?
Did I turn into a robot?
Nope.
Beep.
Baby
like
boop.
Had kind of like a
beep. No, it's just because you're on the other side of the Earth.
Because it has to go through all the Australian, like, underwater wildlife in order to reach you, and every now and again, like, a manta eel will get in the way.
Racism is pretty funny, eel. Guys.
Because that's a real species of animal.
It's a real species of animal that I wrote in my best-selling bestiary.
I would have said your best-selling blog, but, you know,
whatever. Bestiariality.
Bestiariality blog. Yeah, you've never heard of Bestiariality blog?
I've never even heard of
you. Tumblr.com.
Tumblr.myspace.com.
I said .com.
He said .com.
Yeah, .orgasm.
Don't come.
Honestly, I think the hardest part about this past season was having to end up telling people, like, no, you know, we have to shorten the amount of people on each call because we have too many people wanting to have fun.
Well, you could always just have me do it. Kinda.
We could always have
more.
Say
we can,
what?
We can say no. That's easy.
No, you can just ask me to say no for you.
Hey, Logan.
So it's always
say yes.
I don't say yes.
I don't say yes. I only say no and
that
more.
Word is forbidden.
I say no and more no.
In general, I thought the season went pretty well. I think we covered a good range. Like, we didn't just end up with the same kind of fic over and over again.
Exactly. And now that we have access to archive of our own and a few other sources, I think we're going to find out.
Now that people have told you about archive of our own, I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that bombshell to drop for you guys. And go,
oh, wait, what was the one form you made me sign up for the Fuda fic?
Steve-o.
Fuda Palace?
Fuda Palace.
Fuda Palace.
Palace.
Fudanari Palace, that's what I had to get Steve-O to sign up for so that we can
because
get
Because I never actually got the thing. I signed up and never finished.
But I told him about Archives of Our Own, like, ages ago when we read the Captain America fic.
Oh, right, that Captain America fic where he gets, like, subdomed.
Yeah, by those 8 feet tall women.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
No clue what that is.
Santa Claus conquers the Martians, yeah. No, it was nothing
yeah,
like
that. Yeah, so Steve-O had to sign up for that because I finally found the Kim Possible Fooder fic, not the one, not Kim Possible Fooder Hard. Like, that's a different Fooder fic. I found a much bigger
How
one.
How many Kim Possible Fooder fics are there?
There's probably a lot, Logs. I mean, really. Kim Possible is popular. Chicks with Wieners is popular.
Oh, no. Somebody wrote a League of Legends Fooder fic.
Of course.
I did.
Shyvana Fooder Fun.
Who'd she fuck?
I don't know.
It's very important.
Oh, you. It says you.
Wait, what?
apparently it... Oh, no. Oh, it's written as a fucking game log.
That's terrible.
You can feel her cock head press against the roof of your mouth, the spongy head grinding against it for extra friction.
Because dragon dicks aren't hard or scaly.
I don't think I've ever actually wanted to hear a dick the dickhead described as spongy. Despite the fact that dickheads are, in fact, spongy.
Yeah, indeed. But again, she's a dragon, so...
If any listeners happen to have not gotten a hold of a penis before, they're kind of spongy,
yeah.
I'm favoriting this because I want to add it to season 2 or 3 or 5 or whatever. We're not going anywhere for a long time. Oh, jeez.
And we also, not through this season, we already had them before, but throughout this, I guess Squirrel King, depending on if his other fics are good, Squirrel King was the author of the Half-Life Full Life quadrilogy. But we also have some authors that we can kind of tap into their backlogs if we ever want to just pick out something that we know is going to be fun to read, such as the guy who wrote Salacy on Daycare or Comic Snicks. And there's even an author who I didn't put any fics in for, who has written basically like 50 different Transformers fanfiction
David, somebody wrote a Final Fantasy 13 Fudafic.
Of course,
okay, I'm down with that. Let's read it. Opening season 2 right now.
You want to read it right now?
No.
It's called Little Piece of Paradise.
Is it someone fucks Hope Fic? Because that's the only way I could get into
it. It's Lightning Sarah, Lightning Fang, Fang Vanille, and Vanille Sarah.
Okay, fine. Next challenge for someone who's going to link a Final Fantasy 13 Fooder fic, link one that involves Hope.
Oh no. Oh no!
Challenge for Final Fantasy 13 fic, link a fic that is from a better game, because that game sucks butts.
All right, Final Fantasy 13 2 Fooder fic.
I'm looking up Lightning Final Fantasy, because this is going to be fun. Oh,
is it really?
I'm gonna look up Lightning Hope.
So I had wanted to like give awards out to fanfiction, but I couldn't think of any sort kind of awards, and I knew that no one else would want to. But I don't know, do we all want to agree that 30H Potter was the
no.
Ultimate
I told
champion?
You I don't agree.
Well, then you're wrong, Steve.
No, I'm not.
You're straight up super wrong.
Hands up, everyone who thinks 30H Potter is the best.
Oh, sure.
You all just
That's
put your hand
bad.
Up on a Skype. You all just put your hands up on a Skype call, you're idiots.
I didn't.
There are hands, in fact, put up. Let me count them. One. a two. a three. A four.
No.
A five.
No, it's not. It's not a thing.
What is Steve-O even think is the good one? Rocket Raccoon?
No.
That wasn't even good.
No.
Fire Raccoon's pretty good. I like that one. But not my favorite.
No, it's a different
one. What is the one that Steve-O...
I don't remember! I don't want to remember these things. I'm done.
Then you don't get a choice. It's 30
I do
H
get
Potter.
A choice. You're wrong.
If 30H Potter is not it, it needs to be Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles.
Sure, yeah. If it's
Sean says he agrees with me and whatever I selected was the best and you're all terrible and yes. No,
you're lying.
One way or another,
he said 30H Potter gets his vote, so...
Yeah, 30H Potter was the best one.
It wasn't!
One way or another, it's Harry Potter.
It's not!
No,
okay,
it's,
fine,
it's
it
Harry
is.
Potter anyway, because either way, if it's not
you're
30H
right,
Potter,
you're,
it's
you're right, though, because I did think Hogwarts School of Prayer and Miracles was my favorite of the season. So Harry
okay,
Potter
okay, well,
wins.
You've been outvoted, so it doesn't fucking matter anyway. Democracy, bitch.
No! You're not the Speaker of the House of...
All this is teaching us is
you're
that
right,
we
I'm
need...
You're right, I'm the Speaker of the House.
You're not the Speaker. You're not even, like, the Speaker's janitor.
Guys,
all rise for the Speaker of the House.
Hey, what's
okay,
up?
Okay, you may sit down now, because I am standing.
All this is teaching us is that we have to always have Harry Potter fanfiction in the queue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like, we need one Harry Potter fanfic per...
per season.
Yep. Are we gonna read Snape and the Teletubbies one?
Oh, this is so good.
Well, not on FNF, but that's why.
We do have it. No, it's in season zero. I think it's on the Nerdy Show.
So, Roy, you said we always need to have Harry Potter on cue. I have found one that I would like to read, if you wouldn't mind. Summer showers. Hermione convinces Ginny to share a shower on a hot summer day and discovers a fun secret about her friend that quickly gets put to use.
She had a wiener.
Hermione Granger / Ginny Weasley. Hermione Granger, Ginny Weasley. Futanari, shower sex, first time, girl penis.
Yep.
Is that Nidoran Duran?
No, it's Love Good 011.
Because I was going to say, Nidoran Duran also has Harry Potter fix, so we can easily just... pick one of those. If
was
we
he the Salacion Daycare person?
Oh, apparently.
Nidoran Duran is also Megadeth 425, the author of Salacion Daycare's Excellent Adventures, which is now completely stricken from the internet by his own hand.
Also,
it's a good thing that we got it out there on time, now I'm saying.
Apparently, this is a two-parter thing because the first fic in the story is called Hermione's Secret, and it's Hermione Granger / Luna Lovegood. Oh, no. I made
Welcome
myself
to season
sad.
Two, the Harry Potter season.
Yeah, the Harry Potter season. All right, thank you for indulging
but yeah,
us.
But we did read Severus Snape, Professor and Lover. I know this because the album name for it was Tubby Dome Supertronic. Honestly, who wouldn't buy that?
Do we still have? I think I still have that on my Gmail. Actually, I think we're the only surviving copy of it.
Finding that fanfiction is the fanfiction archive you need. Not the, one
will, not the archive yes, you deserve.
It's not what you do with your fanfiction, but who you are on the inside.
Oh.
Swear to me. We have already
Spider-Man,
got season
stop.
Two. We have already got season two pretty much planned out. We have a tasteful selection of things to make you cut your eyes out. I mean, weep tears of joy that are also made of blood.
Good night, everybody. Thank you all for joining us for this recap.
Already?
Yes, I need to.
So please remind people that. So please join us in like a month because we'll be taking a break between seasons, like a month or a couple of weeks or something like that.
We will be starting our next season on Monday, February 23rd.
Oh man, I get a whole month off?
You get a whole month off.
Macho madness. Oh yeah, it's macho madness.
I basically want to give us enough time to enjoy our Valentine's Day, enjoy our President's Day weekend, and discover that we don't necessarily have erectile dysfunction anymore.
Macho madness. And then shoot us in the fucking macho madness.
I also obviously need more time to add even more fix to this ever-growing queue.
We're gonna be
more fic madness. Oh yeah, it's more fic madness.
I also need to indulge in recreational reading. I don't just like want to read for
recreational reading.
All right, David.
Like, sometimes David. I just want to read, you know, like, sometimes I just want to read a cartoon incest story for me, not just out, not out loud, but for the whole
show. Incest. Oh, yeah, it's cartoon incest.
We just can't say anything, can we?
Can't say anything. No, I can't go say anything.
Listen, brother. I'm gonna read some cartoon incest.
And you're gonna love
listen
it.
To this there, Roy. That's your real name? Oh, that's right. The fanfic madness is gonna continue on February 23rd.
That's not Randy the Macho Man Savage. That's Mike Hogan. Pipper from The Final Mike Sacrifice.
No, that's not Mike Pipper. Although it is pretty close.
It is really close. I knew your old man. He was delicious.
That's right, I'm gonna do what I said I'm gonna do February 23rd. We come back for Friday Night Fanfiction, oh yeah. And when we do, brother, oh, it's gonna be on. It'll be Macho Madness. Oh yeah, it's Macho Madness. Macho Madness.
I'm gonna be bringing Macho Madness. An entire keg of beer. And you're
keg
gonna be drinking all
beer, yeah. Oh yeah, it's keg of beer now. Keg. Beer now. It's rockin' keg of beer.
Hey, this is Steve-O saying thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. We hope you were as scarred listening as we were by reading. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling your friend, or friends if you have more than one, reading and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. We can't afford our alcohol or treatment for said alcoholism without your help. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes and bonus content from the network, and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip, boulder, or asteroid in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Friday Night Fanfiction, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. Be sure to check out the Friday Night Fanfiction forums to tell us what terrible stories you want us to read. And we're always looking to get new people to come on and read these horrible stories with us. We're all about sharing the pain. You can subscribe to this and other Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes and SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment. Now we need to drink lots of water, take 2 aspirin, and arrange a session with our shrinks for tomorrow before we pass out.